Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglio along with Charlie Long at 5:45. We'll be joined by Jeff Nowak for our Bet 365 triple option feature. A little after 5:20, we'll have on with us Ronnie Rance, former LSU baseball player, commentator now, also a big part of the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. Get him to talk about that also. But Ronnie has had a lot of experience watching LSU baseball, and so we'll get his take on this unit with Jay Johnson. And again, WWL, your radio home of the LSU Fighting Tigers, and it'll start this coming Saturday afternoon when we have all the details. We'll give it out to you, but you can hear all those games live right here on the Big 870 or free on the Odyssey app. Charlie, you brought it up. It was made official today. Ryan Ramczyk officially retiring from pro football. Man, a hell of a warrior out there. Such a good football player for the Saints at the right tackle position. Just he didn't have longevity in this league, and the knees just sort of gave out on him. But just a tremendous football player for this team. And since losing him and Teron Armstead, this offensive line has not been the same. And you can see it now, the juggling and the use of back-to-back first-round picks on first-round pick offensive tackles. Kelvin Banks Jr. this year, last year on Taliese Fuaga. In some other NFL news, Jaire Alexander, who was first-round pick a few years back, considered one of the elite cover cornerbacks in the National Football League with the Green Bay Packers, and at one time was the highest-paid cornerback in the NFL, was released. He's only played 14 games the last 2 years for the Packers. Injuries. He had a back injury, shoulder injury 2 years ago. Last year, it was a knee injury, a calf, a groin injury. The Packers tried to trade him off. Buffalo was one team that had showed a lot of interest, but they didn't want to pick up that big contract. So it got to the point now where the Packers said, you know what, we're going to just cut him loose with that contract. And they did try to rework it. He just wouldn't agree to it, so he has been released today. Charlie, I think there will be a pretty good amount of teams interested in Jaire Alexander, but he's going to get looked at by more physicians and orthopedic surgeons than you can shake a stick at.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's going to be the key for Jaire Alexander, and basically, this is my look at it, it's going to be a one-year deal, a prove-it deal, and then try to throw yourself back out on the open market.
I agree, and it's going to be likely with a contender as well. But if you're looking at his last five seasons, Mike, when he's, you know, Bobby always says that when he's held, he's held when he's well or whatever. That's Jaire Alexander to a T. The last two seasons that he's broken 15 games played, he's been an all-pro. But the issue is the injuries, as you kind of mentioned there. In 2021, he only plays four games due to injury. 2023, seven games. 2024, seven games. So 14 over the last 2 years, just like you said. It's a risk, but you know, on the open market, if you can get him for a reasonable price on a prove-it deal, like you said, I think it's worth it for a team, especially if you need a hole to seal up in your secondary and you're trying to make a run at this thing. Jair Alexander is a very talented guy, but it's a little bit of a risk to take him at this point.
Yeah, no question about it. That's why Buffalo showed a lot of interest. I think Detroit is another team. Hey, I've had to go up against him. Maybe he's better off on my team on a one-year deal. And, you know, when you lose what the Lions have this past offseason,
yeah,
both offensive, defensive coordinator, and your starting center, you're not as good. You can say, yo, next man up. The next dudes ain't as good as who you just lost, especially Ragno at that center position. And if there was a weakness on the Lions team, it was in the secondary. They had some problems there and set some depth issues. So I think Detroit might be a team that would get in touch with them. But the one team almost from day one that showed a lot of interest was the Buffalo Bills. And you know who you got to beat at the end. You got to match up against Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes and that offense. So I think he will have a big market, but it'll be for the right price at this stage because of the fact when you only play 14 games in 2 years, there's some health issues. And anytime a back and a knee is involved, Charlie, that always raises the red flag. I got to have my doctors sign off on that before I give him a contract.
It's a good fit for both teams, Mike. They're both contenders in their respective conferences. Even with we're expecting Detroit to take somewhat of a step back. Detroit's secondary was so banged up last year. I mean, they suffered all these injuries on the defensive side of the ball, including in their corner room. So, you know, it would make sense to go out and try and grab a stud corner to start for your team and then have your other guys that were having to start due to depth concerns be the backups. As for Buffalo, they're trying to bolster their defense as much as possible to contend because you know what you have at quarterback and you know that you can stay with any team offensively. It's just a matter of getting enough stops once you get to January to make a run at the Super Bowl. So we'll see what happens. But Buffalo is also in the news with the James Cook stuff, who skipped the voluntary OTAs. There's all these reports that their star running back, who was a Pro Bowler last year and had like 16 touchdowns for them, broke over 1,000 yards rushing, is looking for that new contract. He's looking for a big payday, Mike, upwards of $15 million per year. And the Bills are apparently far apart from that number. So he's not going to be showing up and in all likelihood it's going to be skipping mandatory minicamp for them this week. And we'll see what happens with Buffalo. They have, a little bit of money to potentially throw at someone like Jair Alexander, but where do they kind of prioritize that versus re-signing their guy in James Cook?
James Cook's not going to get $15 million.
I don't think so either. That's why they said they're far apart.
Yeah, it's going to be south of that. And he may do like a one-year deal and say, okay, let's agree to this. Put me some heavy incentives in there and see if I can run it up. And then we go back to this again. James Cook's a really good running back. And with Joe Brady, the one thing I watch it looks so much offensively like the 2019 LSU team and how we use Clyde Edwards-Helaire. A similar manner as a runner, as a receiver coming out of the backfield. James Cooks is one hell of a football player, so we'll see if they can come to terms with that. Also, over the weekend, Jeremy Fowler from ESPN reported that the Saints have an interest, and at least talking to Gabe Davis, the former Buffalo Bill who was with Jacksonville last year. He did have a visit with the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team also looking for a kind of big receiver to add to the lineup. He left there, didn't get a contract. And I told you this when he got cut loose by Jacksonville. I know someone in that organization who made the comment to me, we were going to keep him if he were healthy. But he had a meniscus problem, knee injury, and so they just decided to cut rank with him. They certainly, Brian Thomas Jr. was on the verge of really becoming a star player in this league. And then Travis Hunter, who you went out and acquired, you jumped up in the draft to get. But Gabe Davis reminds me a lot of Marquez Valdez-Scantling in that he's a bigger receiver, big play guy. There's some inconsistent moments with him, certainly. But it's his health. Man, I get all this stuff sent to me all the time about, the Saints are going to sign him tomorrow. Okay, I got to have my doctors and my orthopedic people look at him. There's a reason why Jacksonville, who has to pay him the vast majority of his contract, said, no, we're just going to cut you loose. Goes to Pittsburgh right off the bat. That didn't work out. Medically, you got to clear him. But I think sometimes you get caught up with the talent, and he has flashed it at times. Because at one time, he was averaging over 17 yards a catch, similar to MVS, in that he was a big play guy. But, man, when you got knee issues and it's still not come around and it's late May and June, Charlie, I draw up the red flag there.
Yeah, when you see a guy that signed a three-year, $39 million contract with Jacksonville, and I know that Jacksonville just completely overhauled their front office and they have a new general manager, kind of a new sheriff in town, so to speak. But just cutting him after 1 year into that three-year contract, that kind of, as you mentioned, raises the red flag a little bit. He had some high highs in Buffalo. You remember that incredible playoff performance he had, and the Bills lost to the Chiefs a couple years back in the postseason. And then he had a career year right after that in 2022, where he caught 836 receiving yards on 48 receptions, which was, you know, career highs across the board. 2023, he had good production as well. That's why Jacksonville signed him to that contract. But as you mentioned, the torn meniscus, they're obviously concerned about it. That's why he's still a free agent at this point in mid-June. And we'll see what happens, because obviously the Saints are bringing him in for a visit, so there's some kind of type of interest there. Mike, before we hit the break, I wanted to actually share some breaking news. For a former LSU Tiger, Grant Taylor has been called up to the White Sox for his big league debut. He's expected to join the club in Houston, of course. But James Fox for the Future Sox podcast had that news. And I just wanted to give a congratulations to Grant Taylor, who was had all the talent in the world, had some injury issues at LSU, but he was still picked very high in the MLB draft a couple years back, and now he's making his debut in the show in a couple weeks. So it's very, very exciting for Grant.
Man, congratulations. I just hope he can stay healthy.
Me too.
That was a major issue with him when he was at LSU. When we come back, Ronnie Rance will be on with us, former LSU player, commentator, also heavily involved with the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. He'll be right here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody tomorrow and for the next 3 days, it'll be mandatory mini camp days for the Saints. We'll have on with us the Cajun Cannon. Bobby Hebert will be here to give us his breakdown of what he saw at the mini camp sessions. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you'll get that right here on the Big 870 WWL. On our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line, former LSU player, commentator, and now he's one of the big wheels at the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, Ronnie Rance. Ronnie, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Yeah, my pleasure. Sorry to be a little bit late. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Ronnie. Thanks so much. Ronnie, you've seen a lot of baseball. Every team is built a little bit different, but your thoughts on this 2025 team for LSU, where they've really built it around pitching and really good defense. Maybe not the power in the bats we've seen in the past, but everything came alive batting-wise this weekend when you scored 28 runs.
Well, you know, I really think, I mean, a lot's made about the top two pitchers, Ianson and Anderson, of course, that are both guys that you could see pitching in the major leagues one day. And then, you know, it's literally a record defense. I mean, LSU a couple of days ago was fielding at a 982 clip, which LSU's never been better than 981. Has any team ever been better than 981? So that would, if they can finish at 982, that'll be the best fielding percentage team LSU baseball's ever had. And, you know, they've got two of the best starting pitchers that arguably, you know, a 1-2 punch, you could be right up there in a conversation as one of the top two or three best 1-2 combinations LSU's ever had. But I think the offense could slept on a little bit. I mean, 1-9, it's a very balanced offense. Even Braswell, who's hitting just above the Mendoza line at 200, plays a really good third, and he's a good team player. You know, he bunts. He moves runners over. He's got the flair for dramatics to get the big hit throughout the 2-year career he's had at LSU. So that's it. You know, that's your guy at the bottom that on paper has a low average. Everybody else is dangerous. And so I think it's a very balanced offense. Maybe not the 100 plus homer power that they've seen in the past, but they can hit a double and get a big base hit with the runner on scoring position against anybody.
One of the things, Ronnie, is kind of you understand it better than anybody. When you get hot as a hitter, okay? And we saw this with Steven Milam over the last couple weeks. And then, you know, the Bear himself, he got into a funk. He hadn't had an extra base hit since the South Carolina series. And then all of a sudden now he's starting to swing that bat. And, you know, and again, Fry is who he is. There's some potential here that you could see that this team, because not everybody plays the same all the time. That the highs and lows of baseball are there much more so than, say, basketball and football. But you start to see with Steven Milam, Bear, Fry, hey, you got something there.
Well, Steven Milam, as a true freshman last year, had a fantastic postseason and kind of made a name for himself. He'd already had a great All-American type freshman year, don't get me wrong, but he, even though LSU didn't make it past the regional, remember they lost to North Carolina in the championship game of the regional in North Carolina, but Milam had a great postseason in the SEC tournament, had a great regional, and so big expectations were upon him. Everybody thought he'd probably hit 320, 330 this year, but, you know, shortstop takes a lot out of you. It's the toughest position next to catcher on the field. And, you know, he played a really good shortstop, played an excellent defense, but his average fell a little bit. But he was much more balanced left-right. He's a switch hitter. Last year he was a much better hitter left-handed than right-handed. This year has been a lot more balanced with his average. And now all of a sudden, now that the pressure's off of him, right, like guys are worried about everybody else, he now slips up and has 8 RBI over the weekend and has an unbelievable breakout postseason in the Super Regionals. And now, you know, he's back to being a dangerous extra base hitter.
You know, Ronnie, I think a real interesting part of Jay Johnson's offenses in the past has been their patience and plate discipline. And you saw that on full display this past weekend against West Virginia. The team worked 17 walks in two games, and there was at least half a dozen hit by pitches with Luis Hernandez getting hit a few times. He took a beating this past weekend. But I wanted to get your thoughts on that, because whenever it felt like LSU was getting a rally going, it always started with a walk, or it always started with a hit by pitch. And then, you know, in game one, they were popping the ball out the park. In game two, it was more of like these big, you know, singles and doubles that were scoring runs at different parts of the game, but all starting with patience and plate discipline. And that's obviously something that Jay Johnson teaches to these guys.
It is. It's a part of Jay Johnson's philosophy, especially the hit by pitch part. He really trains that. If you go back and look at what he did at Nevada, Arizona, and now LSU, you know, they work on that. He stresses you know, get in that box, spread your feet, dig your cleats into the dirt, and you can move, you can twist and turn, and you can duck and all that, but don't move your feet. Just turn your body and get hit by the pitch. They try to do that, and they actually kind of didn't do it to the as much this year as they've had in the past. Now, Dickinson, he's a guy who's been a magnet and been hit a lot this year, but overall, they probably have been a little bit down in the hit by pitches, but they have done a nice job and always will do a nice job, you know, with the on-base percentage, with drawing walks. And, you know, that's a part of the game that people don't talk about. And Skip Bertman, you know, was big on that. He talked about it from a standpoint of offense and defense. He stressed to the pitchers, you know, don't walk the leadoff batter, because he had the statistics. He knew that leadoff walks in college baseball come around the score more than 50% of the time. So, you know, and that goes both ways. And so, you know, as an offense, if you're LSU, you see you work a leadoff walk, it's, and you know, literally you start cheering in the dugout, because you know you're going to probably score. And so the combination, look, you're not going to get 17 hits a game usually. You're going to usually get 8 to 12, but if you can get 8 to 12 hits and then you throw in an extra 8 to 10 free bases, that's how you can have a blowout victory.
Ronnie, you brought it up about the catching position, and I think, you know, LSU's been really blessed here with Luis Hernandez, and, you know, his bat came alive. But, you know, just handling pitchers, and so many, and a lot of these pitchers, when they come out of the bullpen, freshmen, okay? And that is real telling, not only mentally but physically, on a catcher. When you've got to be able to do that. And, man, he's really been an unsung hero of this LSU baseball team.
You know, it's an amazing story, because he didn't even play catcher last year. He didn't play catcher last year. He played first and DH and hit over 20 homers. And then he comes here and they need him to play catcher. And thank God that he did, and that he was such a good player and got better as the season went on, because there was especially the first half of the season, there was a huge gap between he and Aaron Beattie, who's their backup catcher, who's a true freshman from Houston, going to be a star guy, was one of the top catchers coming out of high school in the country, but he wasn't quite ready. If they would have had to have played Aaron Beattie, you know, every game this year, it wouldn't have gone well. You know, he had troubles at times catching the ball and locking the ball, things that he probably won't have trouble with next year after a year under his belt. And so Hernandez has been able to stay healthy. He's gotten better as the season's gone on. He's a guy that kind of, if you really want, is still learning how to play the position. And so credit him, man. It could have gone sideways had he been hurt, or had it not worked out for Hernandez behind the plate. I don't know where LSU would have been with a pitching staff right now.
You know, I wanted to ask you, Ronnie, about last night, the bullpen, Cooper Williams specifically, the freshman lefty coming out. And after Anthony Einson was starting to struggle a little bit, he was, I guess, laboring in the final innings that he threw, and they were sitting on his breaking ball with a couple of hits there. Cooper Williams comes in 2 2/3, excellent innings, only gave up the one home run, but outside of that, he really steadied the ship for them. And then Chase Shores, like, slamming the door on this West Virginia team. When you had that gigantic lead, 1 1/3 innings pitch, he strikes out 3 of the 4 batters that he faced. Your thoughts on those two guys? Because we all know what we have in Cason Evans and, you know, Zach Howen, who, even though he's kind of struggled a little bit towards the end of the year, he's been outstanding throughout the course of the season. But Cooper Williams really making a name for himself in the postseason as a lefty out of the pen. And then Chase Shores, you saw the talent on full display last night when he's feeling confident with his fastball.
Well, both those guys will be big, you know, big time. I'm talking about Cooper Williams will be big time next year for LSU. Chase Shores, if he can come back, that would be the coup of all coups. I mean, the guy throws 100 miles an hour and he's 6'8". I don't know what more you want. And you know, I would think he's going to go pro, going to get drafted super high, but stay tuned on that. But Cooper Williams is definitely their best option out of the bullpen for a left-hander. They thought it was DJ Primo. They tried to make that work throughout the year, and Cooper Williams just kind of took that job and was the more consistent. And the guy throws a ball in the low 90s, tall kid from Texas, got a decent breaking ball, throws a lot of strikes. Will get hit a little bit because he does throw so many strikes, but I'd rather that than the other problem, and I think he's going to have a big sophomore year.
Ronnie, you also heavily involved with Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, and it's always a star-studded group that gets put in each and every year. And I tell people who haven't been to Natchitoches to see it, it will amaze you. Because, you know, you see And you know, we talk about it so much about the people and the talent from this area that have went on to the highest levels, if it's football, baseball, basketball, boxing, you name it. It's all over. But it is really something to see in how it's laid out. So tell us a little bit about this year, but what a great job you've done in being able to showcase this to generations that they wouldn't remember walking in and seeing, say, and they read about an Ernie Ladd, or they read about, okay, they see Terry Bradshaw on TV, they think he's an announcer. They don't know nothing about them four Super Bowl wins. But you guys do a great job, and also about this year's group.
Well, the museum is located in Natchitoches, Louisiana. It's right on the banks of the Cane River. It's open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4:30 p.m. And, you know, closed obviously for all the major holidays. But the bottom line is that it's an awesome trip down the history of Louisiana. And as you mentioned, Mike, you know, people know about Drew Brees. They know about the big names. But it's also, you know, about fishermen and hunters and baseball players. And just there's over 20 different sports represented. And the history of sports in Louisiana goes back to the 1800s. And so, you know, it's an awesome time. And the induction weekend, which is fantastic, it's a family event. So I urge folks to come to the event. Some of them are free. Some of them are ticketed. You can go to lasportshall.com and learn more about it. But it's the last weekend in June. That's traditionally our induction weekend. And people say, well, why then? Well, that's because baseball season's over with. Even the College World Series finishes up the weekend before our event. The only thing going on nationally is Major League Baseball. We don't have a Major League Baseball team in Louisiana. So outside of that, college sports is over with. So it's the perfect time of the year. And it's before 4th of July. It's the perfect time of the year to celebrate sports and allow the most amount of people, from sports writers to coaches to players, to be able to come to Natchitoches and participate. And, you know, we bring back a lot of former Hall of Famers. Michael Brooks is coming this year. Hadn't seen him in a number of years. Former LSU great linebacker. Burt Jones, RSVP, he'll be there this year. And our class is awesome. You go to lasportshall.com. You can read up about it. Got the big names like the Andrew Whitworths and the Nick Sabans joining us. You got Danny Granger from New Orleans, who of course is getting a lot of run right now because of the Pacers being in the finals. And, you know, the last time they were in the finals, Danny Granger was a part of that team. So, you know, it's just it's an awesome class. Joe Sherman, of course, from Delgado Community College. He's in the Junior College Baseball Hall of Fame. Now he'll be in the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame, joining his dad, Rag Sherman, who's already in there. So it's an awesome time. It'll be here before you know it. It's coming up at the end of June, 26th, 27th, and 28th. And go to lasportshall.com for more info.
Ronnie, I laugh when you talked about Burt Jones, and we've had him on a couple times over the last few years, and he'll always tell me, man, Mike, I'm not going to stay on a long time. And then he's like A-Bear. He stretched that 10, 12 minutes. Man, we like more 20 minutes, because once you get Burt started, man, he got stories. Burt got some stories to tell.
Oh, no, he's the best. Yeah, no, he's the best. And that's the best thing. For me, being the CEO of the Hall of Fame Foundation is just, you know, getting to meet all those guys. I mean, Burt Jones was a hero of mine as a kid, getting to know them just a little bit. And they do have amazing stories. And to see them, the best part is them getting to see each other, right? You know,
right.
These stars, these celebs, these Hall of Famers, getting to know each other and all the different sports. I mean, especially for the induction class. I mean, Danny Granger is going to be hanging out all weekend with Joe Sherman. You know, when are those two would normally not be in?
That's true. Okay, Ronnie dropped, but man, we want to thank Ronnie. He does a fantastic job with Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. If you get a chance to go to Natchitoches in that ride on the interstate, it is worth it. If you're a sports fan or even a historian, to see all these people that grew up here in the state of Louisiana, had an impact here in Louisiana or on some of the sports teams here, it will amaze you. It really will. And it's a history lesson in sports when you go to Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame. So I want to thank Ronnie Rance for joining us. When we come back, it'll be our Bet 365 triple option feature. Myself along with Charlie Long, Jeff Nowak, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike D'Antilio along with Jeff Nowak and Charlie Long. It's our Bet 365 triple option feature. Jeff, you go first.
Yeah, guys, I'm sure this isn't the first time it's been brought up today, but as of Monday, Ryan Ramczyk is officially retired from the NFL. It's something we've known for probably a year and a half at this point that he was going to call it. He didn't appear in a game since 2023. But, you know, it feels like something worth mentioning because, you know, while his career was not very long, I don't know if you could have done better with that number 32 overall pick for the Saints in 2017, then landing a kid out of Wisconsin who started from day one at right tackle, took snaps at left tackle in his rookie season when Teron Armstead was hurt. This is a guy who, you know, at one point thought he was going to walk away from football and become a welder, you know, just kind of went on to be that steady hand, never made a Pro Bowl, was all pro three times, just kind of a, you know, you could do a lot worse with the number 32 overall pick. The funniest thing about it is that pick came to the Saints in the Brandon Cooks trade. Now that Brandon Cooks is back on the Saints, Ryan Ramczyk is out of the NFL. I don't know if I think that's about as kismet as it can get.
Yeah, it's kind of full circle. And for a guy who was so talented, he didn't say squat. I mean, he barely said anything. He let his talking be done on his workout on the field, and he kicked you behind. That was the way he felt. He didn't say that, but when you talk to him, you got that point where, man, I don't need to say anything to anybody. I just do my job. Now, Teron Armstead was different. Teron was the personality of the two tackles at that time. But, man, I agree with you. What a great pickup for the Saints. You wish he had longevity. But in sports, you never really know when it comes to an end. Charlie?
Guys, I'm continuing my weekly Paul Skeens watch because it's one of the goofiest stories in sports. Paul Skeens yesterday against the Philadelphia Phillies, 7 2/3 innings pitched, 2 hits allowed, 0 runs allowed, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts. He got a no decision. At least it wasn't a.
Is that good?
It's really good. At least it's not a loss like it was against the Astros last week, where he throws 8 innings, only gives up the 1 run, and he lost that game because the Pirates are so pathetic. The Pirates ended up scoring in the eighth inning to break a 1-1 tie, guys. And so the relief pitcher, Braxton Ashcraft, got the win, which goes back to prove that wins for a pitcher is just the most useless stat in all of sports. And there's a number from OptiStats that I saw on social media earlier today, guys. There have been 90 occurrences all time of an MLB pitcher having a sub 2.10 ERA and 80 plus strikeouts through the first 13 starts of a season. Paul Skeens in 2025 is the only one to have a losing record. He's 4-6 this year, guys. So Paul Skeens with a 1.88 ERA on the season has a losing record because win-loss does not matter for pitchers. He's still one of the best pitchers in baseball. I saw a really funny post that was just like, I go back and forth. I watch Tarek Skubal pitch for the Detroit Tigers. I'm like, this is the best pitcher in baseball. And then you see Paul Skeens pitch a couple days later. This is the best pitcher in baseball. They're both super, super talented, but Skeens deserves better from the Pirates.
Yeah, and the Tigers got a little bit more bat around him. I'd say a little bit more.
Yeah, right.
They can't have any less. That's the only thing with it. Guys, today was made official, even though there had been a lot of rumors that Bryson Graham would leave the Pelicans. Now he joins the Atlanta Hawks front office. And so basically, Troy Weaver, who was brought in by Joe Dumars, and he's a former GM of the Pistons, it will be the Troy Weaver, Joe Dumars show here in the front office to run the Pelicans in the future. This is what Joe wants. This was his shaping of the front office, that he wanted to bring in his guy in Troy Weaver. Bryson Graham, though, I know, Charlie, you and I have talked about this. He's got a really good eye for talent.
Yes.
That's a big pickup for the Hawks. But you can see now Joe Dumars putting his stamp on this basketball team. And when he hired Troy Weaver, I knew it was not going to be long. Bryson Graham was not going to be there.
And it's sad news for Pelicans fans. Bryson Graham's awesome. He worked his way up from being an intern in 2010 all the way to becoming the franchise's GM just this past year under David Griffin. But like you kind of mentioned, Mike, this is a situation where Dumars is going to build this organization under his image. And Bryson Graham, unfortunately, is now moving to the Hawks. And it's a really good pickup for the Hawks, because one of the best things you can say about the Pelicans in recent years is some of their draft picks. And Bryson Graham has a great eye for talent, like you mentioned. He's been a huge part of their scouting department and a big reason why they've picked so many talented guys. You can think of like Herb Jones and Trey Murphy and stuff in recent years. And sad to see him go, but good luck to him in Atlanta, because by all accounts, a very class guy.
So it's the Joe Dumars, Troy Weaver show here in New Orleans with the Pelicans. That's it for our Bet 365 triple option feature. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelier along with Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody, after 6 o'clock, we'll have on with us former Saints linebacker Scott Shanley, now in the media. Scott talking about the Saints and the gear up for the 2025 season. And at 7:20, we'll have on from D1 Baseball, Mark Etheridge. Man, it's his time of the year, as it's College World Series time. We'll be back with a lot more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.